The Biden administration's child tax credit began hitting bank accounts this month. Philadelphia officials say it could lift 75,000 city residents out of poverty. But Keystone Crossroads, Laura Benchoff reports, it's going to take a lot of work to make sure everyone who would benefit most receives it.
Single mom Antonia Gunter had two plans for her first child tax credit payment.
I caught up on some bills, and we had fun this past weekend.
Fun was a day trip to Atlantic City with her three kids, Brian, who is 9, and 6-year-old twins Gabriella and Isabella. Isabella is the chatty one.
We got sand. Then we made a sandcastle where we can make the biggest sandcastle, and Mom won. Then we wanted to get some beach shells.
Gunter, who lives in Philadelphia's Frankfurt neighborhood, has been unable to work or qualify for unemployment during the pandemic. That meant she wasn't able to celebrate their birthdays or afford extras, so it was important to have fun with her kids now. Going forward, she says the tax credit will help keep her head above water.
Don't have to worry about, oh my God, I got a flat tire. Well, I'm going to get the money to fix this tire.
Boosters of the tax credit say this is its potential.
It's a game changer for Philadelphia.
Beth McConnell is policy director for Philadelphia's Office of Community Empowerment and Opportunity. City officials predict the new tax benefits could cut down child poverty here by a third, and deep child poverty, defined as living below half the poverty line, could decrease by 50%. But not everyone who needs it most is getting it yet, says McConnell.
The poorest neighborhoods in Philadelphia are where we have the largest number of non-filer households. In most cases, their incomes are too low and they're not required to file taxes.
Non-filers means they don't have to file taxes and therefore are not automatically enrolled in the credits, which are as much as $300 per kid per month. But these non-filers are still eligible to receive the tax credits. According to the IRS, more than 13,000 kids in Philadelphia live with parents who aren't required to file taxes, with the largest numbers in North Philly neighborhoods like Kensington and Hunting Park. Will Gonzalez is the executive director of SEBA, a coalition of Latino community-based organizations working to try to fix that.
We're going to increase our outreach, and we're going to try to get as many folks this help as possible.
SEBA is also training other organizations to do tax prep and outreach to get more families signed up. Another group of people who might not file taxes regularly and could be left out, says Gonzalez, are undocumented parents with U.S. citizen kids.
To get the child tax credit, the children must have a Social Security number, and close to 50% of unauthorized immigrants' families have U.S.-born children.
These families have to jump through extra hoops to enroll, a process Gonzalez says can take several months. The city of Philadelphia has budgeted about $1.5 million for outreach to get every eligible family enrolled, but that money is just starting to be spent. At a recent event held by State Senator Art Haywood's office, local elected officials and community organizations tried to raise awareness with a rally and food giveaway in Germantown.
Child tax credits now! Child tax credits now!
State Representative Chris Rabb made a plea to the small crowd.
You don't need to thank anyone because this is your money. This is taxpayer money. This is what it should be going to.
Then he vowed to keep spreading the word.
It doesn't matter that it exists if you don't take advantage of the resources.
Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.